Tuesday's special election to replace former New York Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos of Long Island is too close to call. Skelos was convicted in December on federal corruption charges. WSHU's Charles Lane reports that as of early Wednesday morning, the Democratic candidate was ahead by 800 votes.
The race centered around which candidate could better reform Albany. Republican Chris McGrath is a personal injury lawyer who calls himself a political outsider. Democrat Todd Kominsky says as a former federal prosecutor, he has a plan to end political corruption. McGrath says election workers will have to hand count some 2,500 paper ballots over the next couple days.
We expected this to be close. It is going to be too close to call tonight. And hopefully when everything is counted, we're going to prevail.
McGrath was endorsed by SEIU, a powerful labor union for service workers. Kominsky got last-minute support from President Obama, who made robocalls for him. Still, Kominsky, currently a state assemblyman, wishes he had more time to campaign.
My assembly district is a third of the area. A lot of people I don't know, a lot of places I don't know, and there's only so much time, especially while you're in session in Albany, to get everywhere.
The outcome of the race could potentially change leadership in the Senate. A McGrath victory would seal the Republicans' majority. But if Kominsky wins, breakaway Democrats could reunite and retake the chamber. Charles Lane, WSHU News.